This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're here live on this live Saturday night edition, 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, and they are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And that's where you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It sounds that good. So get on over there to discord.lrn.fm. Actually, my Discord has crashed. But if you give me a moment, I'll get it back online, and we'll be able to put you on the air where you can talk about anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
So it is Easter weekend, and you know, historically, and I'm not a Christian, but I did grow up at a Presbyterian church, so I'm somewhat familiar with the Easter traditions.
Is Easter Bunny going to come to your house?
And whether or not, well, I don't know. It depends on whether the state he's in is in lockdown,
I
guess.
Is the Easter Bunny quarantined?
Easter Bunny's got a heck of a time getting to CVS in order to get some chocolate eggs, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, so, of course, you know, we're in the midst of this.
I grew up Methodist, by the way, and according to at least one Presbyterian preacher, that means Baptist that can read.
Is that a religion of meth? Methodist?
So, anyway, what I was saying about Easter, of course, traditionally, kids go out, they hunt for eggs, there's usually a field involved, and, you know, wherever it is, the eggs have been hidden, and it's a fun thing.
Generally.
That's apparently over.
Yeah.
That's not happening in most places. However, there are some churches who are going to do a little civil disobedience.
Rebellious churches
this weekend, which I love
churches
to hear about.
Churches have a long history of doing this. I mean, they mostly toe the line, and they mostly are statist organizations. Sadly, yeah. That whole part in Romans where Paul tells the, supposedly Paul, I mean, you know, there's no real way to know who the authors are of these books. Supposedly, Paul tells the Christians that they should follow the rules. This is a guy, by the way, who's killed eventually by the Romans. You know, so I don't know. I don't entirely understand as a Quaker, right? Like this is a protest religion that was created in the 1650s to protest the Anglican Church's control over England,
right?
Which was created to protest the Catholic Church control over England. So
are the Quakers doing anything to protest the coronavirus crackdown?
I doubt very seriously they are.
Yeah. Lutheranism is similar to that in that Martin Luther and Johann Bugenhagen rebelled against the Catholic Church to establish Lutheranism.
Yep. There were lots of good reasons to rebel against the Catholic Church at that time. The problem is that you know, basically you need a good the church needs a good rebellion every day, generation.
Well, in this case, you know, I may not be a Christian, but I can certainly appreciate those pastors out there who are willing to put their own freedom on the line and stand up against the police state that we're seeing rise up, this authoritarian police state. Now, it already was arguably a police state prior to this, but now it's more in your face than it has ever been. And Tony Spell, according to The Sun in the UK, Tony Spell's the very same pastor who was arrested in Louisiana recently. Now, he's not the only one who's been arrested. There was a guy in the Tampa area who was also arrested for holding church services. But Mr. Spell of the Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge has refused to stop his services amid the coronavirus pandemic, despite the state's public health ban on gatherings of more than 10 people.
Good.
He has been arrested and charged with 6 misdemeanor counts of violating Governor John Bel Edwards' orders. Spell recently told TMZ, quote, "They say everybody's going to get it. Then if everybody's going to get it, let's get on with life." The pastor.
It's a good point, right? Like, if everybody... I have some bad news for you people. Now, these two facts are unrelated. First fact, you are going to die.
100% chance.
Fact two, you are going to get corona. Now, the
maybe you already had it.
Yeah.
Well, the possibility
there was a lot of people sick earlier this year.
It's just as likely that there was some other illness that made a lot of people sick. I mean, that could be true, and it could be false, and we don't have an answer. And the fact that we don't have any tests makes all this conjecture really difficult. And I can see why people want to self-quarantine, and you should self-quarantine if you think self-quarantining is a good idea. But the idea that you should be able to force your neighbor to stay in their house or shut their business is pretty anti-American.
Agreed.
Now, on the other hand, if we're going to have a state, I think that the first and primary role of that state should be to stop world pandemics.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're the best
equipped. Classically, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was what this American state was supposed to be.
Right, but that's not what states are about.
Protecting those things.
This American state is a rebellion against a kingdom.
Well, in theory it was. It's not so much now.
Well, it's a rebellion against it. I mean, you know, they
said originally, not now. It's not rebelling against anything now. Now it's leading the world in oppression.
I don't think it leads the world in oppression. I mean, there's a lot of worse places to live.
I mean, it certainly oppresses a lot of the rest of the world.
You'll follow their rules or else. Mm-hmm. I mean, that much is true. But I don't know if
they'll punish you in some other way.
I don't know if the net suffering of the United States is as bad as it would be if, say, Russia or China took over the world. The ruler of the world.
Mm-hmm. But the United States is certainly acting in the same way that all the other major states on the globe are acting, with quarantines and lockdowns.
Yeah, it's only a difference in degrees in some places, and you know, difference in some of the states and how they're handling it. There's another story that Texas may be so-called opening up starting next week, but there's no plan that's been announced quite yet, and there's going to be some sort of controlled plan involved.
That's exactly the thing. I actually read through that article, and I was enthused at the headline, and then as I read into the article, I was like, so it's going to be this.
Total control.
Yes.
And we're letting you out a little bit.
Yeah, well, we're going to certify these businesses as ready to open, and then they're allowed to. It's this very controlled, archaic, and I just hate it.
Yeah, so certainly the danger here is that we don't return to the level of freedom we had previously. I'd like to bring the audience's attention to prohibition. Prior to prohibition.
Alcohol prohibition.
Okay. Prior to prohibition, basically, you could distill liquor and brew beer and sell said items as freely as you wish.
Yep.
Then prohibition came about, and right now, what, 9 decades later, nearly a century later, and maybe it is a century, I don't know. I mean, I'm like, it's so far back, I don't know.
It's a long time.
Darn close to a century later, it is illegal for you to, in some places, distill, it's quite possible to distill. In some places, illegal to brew alcohol, and it certainly is illegal for you to vend it.
That's right. Right.
In some cases, you can't even give it away.
Yeah. So legally, they kind of look the other way in a lot of cases on that.
This is 100 years later.
Yeah.
100 years later. Now, what's it going to be like at the end of this year, when we all are allowed out of our houses, out of our little quarantine domiciles?
You've opened as many history, probably more history books than I have, I'm sure. And I know, even in my limited study of history, that once a government takes away rights from a population, they never get them back.
Right. The old Reagan quote is nothing is eternal. I don't know exactly what it is, but basically nothing's as eternal as a
temporary government program.
Yeah.
The pastor, Mr. Spell in Louisiana, who also claims his services cure cancer and HIV, said no dictator law should keep people from worshiping God. But despite the law and outcry, he plans to host an Easter Sunday service expected to draw more than 1,000 people, according to the news outlet. On Palm Sunday, when Louisiana had at least 13,000 cases of the virus with 477 deaths, Spell again held services, telling worshipers that, quote, they had nothing to fear but fear itself. He told reporters,
okay, quote, nothing to fear but fear itself. I think you have something to fear besides fear itself, but I think that the most dangerous thing here is fear itself.
fear is definitely the killer. In this case, it is what is allowing government goons across the world to take a tremendous amount of power that they had not had previously and have people beg them to do it.
Yep.
They are.
Because they're afraid. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, maybe the bureaucrats in Louisiana are going to catch a clue from Kentucky, who apparently is going to be scoping out church services and recording license plates. We'll tell you about that coming up, too. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the air. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Talking about the crackdown against churchgoers. One of them in Louisiana is planning on, one church in Louisiana is planning on having a 1,000-person attendee service tomorrow for Easter Sunday. There are others, I believe, who are, we saw the story recently about Ammon Bundy, who made headlines a few years back for taking over the Oregon Wildlife Refuge, which we covered in great detail when that was going down here on Free Talk Live. He's back in the news saying he also plans on holding a 1,000-person strong event on Easter Sunday, I believe out in Idaho, perhaps. So if you want to weigh in on any of these things, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because I feel the same way as you do about this, Captain Kickass, that this is good. This is good news. I don't believe the propaganda about this COVID-19 fear-mongering going on out there.
Hold on. When you say the propaganda, that means you don't believe something. But what is it that you don't believe?
I pretty much don't believe the numbers from the government, number one. But even if you do look at the numbers, it doesn't seem to be even as bad as the flu, for instance.
There's some, right. It depends on how you parse the numbers, interestingly. If you were to take the... If you were to talk about the flu the way that we talk about COVID-19, which is to say, if you were to take the number of confirmed cases of influenza in 2019, basically you can say on average 50,000 people die of influenza.
I think it was like 30,000 last year.
Right. It varies between like 20 and 70. Mm-hmm.
Like
60.
All of the media outlets in the U.S. could do exactly what they're doing to coronavirus about the flu. They could go, oh, today in Kentucky,
more cases.
Yeah, five people died.
Look, here's a heat map.
Over-sensationalize the whole thing. I mean, they could do it with the flu just
right.
in the exact same way they're doing
this. This is a really important fact, though, is in the case of the flu is that it's tested in so infrequently that there are fewer people that test positive for influenza than are counted as having died from it. As a matter of fact, if you catch the flu, if we count the numbers the same way with the flu as we do with corona, you need to die 1.3 times. Like, that's it. Like, you know, like those are how the numbers go here, and it's kind of bizarre because some people who are dying of what the flu don't have influenza. And so is the flu something that isn't influenza? Because that's not how I think of it.
To me, it's a classic case of, what do they say? Somebody else regurgitated it recently, and I was like, oh, yeah, problem, reaction, solution.
Mm-hmm. That's right? Hegelian dialect.
Hegelian dialect, yeah, thank you. Here comes the government reacting to a situation that causes a problem, i.e. the economy tanks, and then swoops in to also act as the savior for the problem that they created, arguably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't believe that this thing is... I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I know some people don't even think it exists. I think something exists out there.
It totally
kind of virus.
Exists.
People have it. I mean, Gene the Christian Anarchist is in our chat room. He works in a doctor's office. His wife is a doctor.
Yep.
And he's the manager there. So
coronaviruses aren't anything particularly new.
No, they've been around for a long time. This is just a novel one that's supposedly a new one that's never been seen before. And he says they've had 5 cases so far, and not a single one of them was serious in any way, shape, or form. So I think it's way overblown. The fear-mongering is crazy. And for whatever reason, the government goons of the world have picked this one, not H1N1 or bird flu or, the other ones that had come in the last 20 years. But they picked this one to really swoop in and do an unprecedented level of targeting of freedom.
It's really interesting to me because we've seen this before, particularly in election years, right? And that's what I thought this was at first.
We've never seen this before.
Right. That's what I thought this was at first, the way the media was reacting. I'm like, oh, it's an election year. They're going to blow this out of proportion, and somebody's going to use it as their platform to get
27
more
people
or
are going to die in the U.S. and we don't care.
Right, but then it's interesting to see the world reaction to it. Other states, not just the United States, right? Other governments around the world having similar reactions and doing the exact same thing with the fear mongering and the overhyping of this particular virus. And the only thing that I can think of is they're following suit in some way to the United States. even though it happened in other places first. And the only reason I can think that they're doing that is because, well, the United States is the world empire right now.
I think that it's the reason is because it started in China, and China did the lockdown. So, you know, here you have a disease that starts in an authoritarian state, and one that doesn't like bad press, hates bad press. Now, I don't know if it's a bioweapon. I don't know if it came from people eating bats. I don't really care about those things. But the reaction was clearly lies.
Mm-hmm.
Propaganda, lies,
yeah.
And, a lockdown and these sorts of things. Well, what do you got going on now? I don't know that the United States is lying, but,
There's almost a guarantee that the government goons are lying, Mark.
It's a pretty
They're government
safe bet,
people.
Generally. I've long since stopped giving them the benefit of the doubt,
yeah.
But the question is how do they parse the numbers? So if somebody...
As dishonestly as possible.
Right. If somebody falls out of a 10-story balcony and has coronavirus, did they die of coronavirus?
I bet you they would chalk that one up to coronavirus.
Oh, I think they already have, as a matter of fact.
And, but on the other hand,
I was going to say, Captain Kickass, you brought in a story tonight about Italy's numbers. Somebody looked at them and said 99% of the people who died
99%.
In Italy already had some sort of, morbid or deadly malady.
Diabetes, heart disease, something along those lines.
So even the government's own numbers are being manipulated, and, why would you anyway believe what they have to say? So. Mark, you're coming up to a second point.
What was my second point? I don't know where we're at.
But I'll tell you what Tony Spell said there in Louisiana. He said his church would be distributing anointed handkerchiefs to attendees to provide them with healing virtues.
Here, I've anointed this handkerchief.
I anointed a handkerchief just earlier today.
The virus. So, maybe he's kooky. I mean, it sounds kind of like a kooky religion, but you know what? They should be free to have their kooky religion.
And that's really the point that it comes down to, America, because this is, Benjamin Franklin, and we still teach our kids about this guy. Like, he was an important guy. A republic if you can keep it. And, precious liberty, so much better than safety, which you're not going to get anyhow, or whatever the quotes are. I'm sure somebody could drag them up here.
Those who would exchange their liberty for security will get neither. Basically.
Right, basically get neither. And, this is really, really important. One of the founding points of the nation is religious freedom. Look.
Yeah, it's there in the First Amendment.
Was.
The definition of having a religion, or even not having a religion, is thinking that everybody else's religion is a bunch of kookery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, that's it. The Christians think the Muslims, and the Muslims think the Jews, and they all think they're a bunch of kooks. And that's fine. Okay? And I'm sitting off here thinking all that stuff's kooky too. Because it's not my religion. But people need to be able to have their religions.
That's right.
And if they can't have their religions, then you can't have yours.
Yep. And this is part of the First Amendment. I mean, religious freedom, freedom of speech, the freedom to assemble, these are all in the First Amendment. And we've seen religious freedom and the freedom to assemble be just trampled on over the last few weeks. Spell told WAFB, quote, "The virus, we believe, is politically motivated. We hold our religious rights dear, and we are going to assemble no matter what someone says."
Nice.
When asked about the possibility of one of his parishioners dying from coronavirus, he said, quote, "The Bible teaches us to be absent from our bodies and be present with the Lord. So like any pure religious person, death looks to them like a welcome friend." The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You may join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says 783 people died in New York State from the coronavirus on Friday. But there are small positive signs.
Still, people getting infected, still people going into the hospital, but again, a lower rate of increase. The number of ICU admissions is down. The three-day average on ICU admissions is down.
He says hotspots in upstate New York and the suburbs of New York City have been stabilized. The state now has 160,000 deaths. That's more than any other country in the world. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has tightened restrictions in his state.
I'm expanding the requirement to wear a face covering to all customers heading into one of the restaurants and bars that remain in operation as they get their takeout orders.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We are here on this live Saturday edition of the program. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. LibertyStickers.com. Of course, not as many people are traveling today, but for those of you who are like me, you're still going out regularly.
You could put them on the back of like a cop car or something.
You can still, well, in theory, you could do that. I don't know how long it would last. It'd kind of be interesting to see how many days it stayed up there for if you could like track that same car. But you can reach a bunch of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages that you can buy over at libertystickers.com. Or you can get a free sample of Liberty Stickers quality by getting a Free Talk Live bumper sticker from us. You go to promote.freetalklive.com, and there's a mailing address there. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address. I will put a Free Talk Live bumper sticker in that envelope and send it back to you. And then you'll get a good idea of what Liberty Stickers quality is like, because they make our stickers too. They do custom work. LibertyStickers.com. Phones are all of a sudden loaded up. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Just one more.
Because I'm back.
A couple more quotes. Sure, buddy. We've been having a great time without you.
I produce compelling radio content, though.
Yeah, so do Captain Kickass and I. But anyway, back to one quote from Pastor Tony Spell in Louisiana. He says that true Christians do not mind dying. They live, or that rather, they fear living in fear. People that can prefer tyranny over freedom do not deserve freedom, he said, as he plans to host a 1,000-person
I agree with that statement.
Easter statement. Me too.
Right.
This guy's a hero.
A real Christian is going to believe that their principles, whatever those principles might be, are more important than living, because they shall be rewarded with streets of gold and mansions and, Lord knows, crowns upon their head.
Having grown up in a religious family, some would say uber-religious family, I don't know how you quantify that, but at any rate, bridging a couple different versions of Christianity, every time the question was asked about what does the religion say about government, right? Because if you're supposed to follow, you know, God and the Bible and all that kind of stuff, so why do you have to have this other set of rules? Almost to a person, everybody that asked, reverends included, you know, deacons of churches and that, they all said some version of this, which is, oh, you're just supposed to follow whatever the government says.
Yeah, that's a fairly common viewpoint among many religions these days. It sounds to me like this Pastor Spell would not say that.
Which seems contrary to the religions themselves.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, Jesus went up against the government.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, like, the fact
that... You mean
that,
it's contrary to what they now believe?
Well,
a lot of these religions.
I'm just saying that it's contrary to what they purport to believe. If the religions are saying that, you know, you should, you know, be free to be religious and you should be able to, you know, do all these things and, you know, follow the word of God and use those as, you know, your laws and your ways for living, that you shouldn't also have to follow a government's rules, you would think. You would think that the religions would say, no, our rules take precedence over any government that you might find yourself living under. But no, instead, these people who are religious and say that, you know, we should have all these rules, they also say, oh, you're just supposed to go along with whatever the government says.
That is the common viewpoint these days. I'm just saying, I don't know if it's always been that way. Maybe that's something that they say nowadays.
I mean,
recent generations, and they didn't maybe hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I guess probably before my time, certainly,
like,
it was probably different.
If you were, what was the crypto Christians or whatever? Remember when the Christians were like hiding and they were all secretive or whatever? I'm sure they weren't necessarily agreeing that you should, you know, go along with what the government says. And then,
right,
of course, there was those religions who wanted to escape from underneath the king and so on and so forth. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got John to start things out here tonight. John, listening in Dover, Delaware, WDOV. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was listening to a radio program the other night, and I heard a very knowledgeable woman on an interview with George Norrie, and she's actually a lifelong vaccination specialist, and she's like, you know, anti-vaccination and all of that, of course. Well, she threw some real crazy statistics out there that, you know, the hospitals at the current time, they're getting $15,000 every patient that's being diagnosed and held more than one day at the hospital from the state, of course, and $35,000 every patient that gets put on a ventilator due to the supposed coronavirus. And I also heard that there's been a coronavirus for about, I don't know, 15, 20 years or so. And these tests aren't currently that accurate, and that, you know, this thing's a huge sham as far as I'm concerned. And I know this lady knew what she was talking about, and you guys know what I'm talking about. This is nothing but a power grab, man.
Totally.
It makes me sick.
I heard today that, I think it was, I don't know if it was on our host group or in a Keen Telegram chat that we have here in the area, but I think it was Melanie, one of our other co-hosts. She says that apparently the federal government is handing out money hand over fist to state governments in return for the state governments having these crackdowns. So,
it's gross.
Well, I think that's because the president isn't able to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not actually...
He can't order it.
He's not a power.
Can.
There is no martial law declared at this point. And I'm sorry, the founders, as great a men as people might think they were, weren't prepared for a global pandemic in their founding document. You know,
that's it. Right.
John, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Thomas. He's in Daytona Beach listening to WNDB. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey.
I have to agree with a lot of what John has just said. And, you know, the restriction on your freedom to assemble, such as at a church service or what have you, you know, I mean, that's just one of the many things that are being taken from us. But
sure.
nowadays, you do something as simple as go to a convenience store, okay? They want to restrict what you can use to buy their beverage, i.e. your personal cup, your thermos, what have you. And they'll say, well, we can't do that anymore because that's store policy. That's corporate policy. But then they'll charge you for, like, two of the refills that they would sell you under that policy.
Right, yeah, I know, the big coffee shops, right, Dunkin', Starbucks, stuff like that. They used to all offer these, hey, buy this big cup from us for $10 or whatever it is, and then when you come in, you can get refills for $2 or something along those lines.
Discount on refill.
Right, you can't do that anymore.
And why is that?
Because you can't bring your own cup anymore.
Oh, because of the Corona thing. Okay, right. I was not understanding the relationship. Got it.
But the perverse part about this is these same people that work in these stores will stand there and tell you, well, we have to take extra measures to clean it because of the virus and clean the machinery so that everybody's safe or look out for your health. Well, if you were cleaning it before to sanitize it to industry standards, what possible measure could you be taking extra now that will make it any cleaner?
Well, they could clean it more often.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I did see, but if you clean it, it's clean, period. That's it.
I did see locally at the liquor store where, they had people queued up outside. Mm-hmm. They would have one employee sort of managing the queue, letting folks in, and then another employee wiping down the handles of the carts and handing a freshly sanitized cart to everybody who walked in.
I don't trust them. I'm going to sanitize my own cart, thanks.
Right.
but not only that, these same stores that restrict your access to their product with your own container. You know, these are the same stores that will put hot dogs, taquitos, french fries, whatever on a roller and expect you to buy them and go out and take them and happily snack on them.
Well, I was told that the local Cumberland Farms, which is a convenience store here in the Keene area, that they do not have food on the rollers at this time because some of them do. The paranoia.
Some of them do.
About this.
And
another thing to think about is those wearing gloves doesn't mean you can't transmit the virus. It just means that, if you switch the gloves out every single employee, okay, but you're producing a lot of trash.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the virus can be on the gloves.
Every employee or every customer.
That's what I meant, every customer.
Right. It's all for show. And thank you, Thomas. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, maybe there's some methods that have an effect, but for the most part, I think all these businesses, they're doing, and it's fine, it's business, right? They're doing what their customers, what they perceive their customers want. They perceive their customers to be frightened, and so they want to try to ease them into, hey, you can still come shop here. It's okay. Look, we've got gloves.
Yep.
Hey, we've got markings on the floor.
We're safe. We're cool.
Right? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You can go and join one of those rooms. We will get you on the air. In fact, somebody's in there right now. We'll get you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And that us includes me, Ian.
And I want you to be free, and I am the captain.
And it's Mark.
Intercoins architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. And we think that that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's Intercoin. I-N-T-E-R-C-O-I-N, intercoin.org. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We were talking about Pastor Tony Spell down in Louisiana, who is making headlines, and for good reason. Now, his religion may be absolutely crackpottery, but he should have the right to get together with his parishioners in his church or wherever it is they want to gather, as long as they, you know, have a legal right to be there. As far as it's your property, you should be able to have people come to your property. But he is going up against the state. In fact, they're apparently going to be suing as well, which is good news because he's already been arrested for holding church services. And despite the fact that they've arrested him at least once and charged him with six misdemeanors, he's going to keep doing it. And that, to me, is an incredible level of courage. And so kudos to him for that. If you want to comment on that or whatever's on your mind, you can do so. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill in Georgia to start things out here. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing today?
Hey, you're on the air. Good.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Just how serious are y'all about actually getting treatment for the coronavirus?
Getting treatments? Is that what you said?
Yep.
I'm not interested in any kind of treatment necessarily. Are you talking about like a vaccine?
One of them uses a little bit of heparin, and the other one is a compound.
Are you talking about like a cure?
Do you mean we would get a treatment, or do you mean that the general public would get a treatment?
It's a cure.
A cure.
Yeah, but it requires medical personnel.
Oh.
If you want me to, if you want to put me on a sideline and let me give you some information before it goes out over the Internet, we can do that.
So I
believe he has the cure to coronavirus, and he wishes to speak it on the radio.
Okay, you're asking us how we feel about taking a cure? Is that what your question is?
No, do you really want the cure?
Well, I don't have coronavirus, and if I had coronavirus, I'd probably just try to get through it on my own. I mean, if I get the flu, I'm just going to hunker down and have the flu and, you know, be okay.
There's
later.
A problem with the English language, all right, that many of us use the third person, the second person to refer to the third person. And what we need to do is we need to stop doing that. So you, meaning everybody listening to me, should not use you to describe the people when you say sort of all of us or us or these sorts of things. Because my partner is extraordinarily literal. So if you ask him if he wants the cure to corona, he doesn't want it because he doesn't have corona. But
okay.
I do want you to say the cure to corona right now. Go ahead, just spit it right out.
There's two of them that I know of. First question is, how do you make a vaccine? You get a sample of the disease.
Yep.
You expose it to ultraviolet light to kill it. Then you put it in a medium that you can then inject into the body.
Okay.
I saw a segment on TV the other day. This lady walked into her house, took her phone out of her purse, dropped it in a little box there on the table, and hit a button, and it was exposed to ultraviolet light. She took it out. It only takes about 10 seconds. It kills any bacterial or viral infection.
Sweet. So are you saying if I have black lights all over my house, then that's just going to kill all kinds of bacteria?
It's going to kill your chances of a romantic situation, I can tell you that.
No, I'm saying if you have ultraviolet light at a frequency of 254 nanometers in wavelength.
Ah, it has to be very specific light.
That will kill the ultraviolet light. I mean, that will kill the virus.
Right. They use ultraviolet to purify water.
Now, wait a minute. Just to be clear, you're saying it would kill the virus that was external, meaning if it was, like, on gloves or clothing or something.
It.
Yeah, because it's not going to kill the virus in your body.
Okay, he's got an enema coming up next.
Okay, I'm waiting.
There'll be an ultraviolet suppository coming
it's
your way.
Suppository. Good news, everyone. Good news.
What you can do is go to Wikipedia and do a search for UGI, which is ultraviolet germicidal irradiation. And the FDA requires a lot of the foods that are going to be distributed to be scanned with ultraviolet light to kill viral and bacterial infections before the foods are shipped.
All right, so have we gotten to the second cure, or are we still on the first cure?
Still on the first cure.
What's the second one?
Well, let me hit you with this other first. Dr. Knott, Knott, in 1929, patented a machine to actually do the ultraviolet light treatment. Now it is called ultraviolet blood irradiation.
We got to get to the second cure, man. We don't have a whole lot of time for this.
Okay. Second cure is intravenous vitamin C. Now,
what happens to vitamin C if you just take it?
I keep hearing that. So, you know, can you put a point on it?
You can take vitamin C orally, and it boosts your immune system. But if you inject it intravenously, it multiplies the effect probably 20 to 50 times. So 1 gram of vitamin C orally will help you for a few minutes. But if you take 1 gram intravenously,
I'm not going to go out there and recommend that anybody inject
anything.
You're not
having to recommend it. He just said it on the radio.
No.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is not the opinion of Free Talk Live nor this station.
Yeah, thanks, Bill, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, Mark, was that worth the wait?
For what? To get him to say it?
You wanted him to tell his cure.
Well, I think that, you know, the fact is that none of us know whether vitamin C or ultraviolet light either does
it.
Or does, whatever.
IV
I don't care. I'm not here to tell you how to do it. You
go
can go
find
back
a needle.
And you can get the archives at archives.freetalklive.com, and you can listen to his prescription for curing coronavirus over and over and over again until it, until you're happy. So that's his opinion, and it's...
So you're not going to go out and, like, rush out and find a needle and
I don't
shoot
have Corona!
Although people do put limes in their Corona, so perhaps there's something to his theory.
Yeah, that just sounds really dangerous. I just want to say, I just want to make sure it sounds like it's that I'm clear on this. That sounds really dangerous. Intravenous vitamin C
intravenous
shooting.
Anything
right.
sounds dangerous to me.
Just mix it with your heroin, and you'll be okay.
Let's continue here. We got Bill. He's in Bowling Green, Kentucky, listening to WKCT. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up,
Mike?
Thanks.
I love your show.
Thank you.
First off, I've done a lot of research on vitamin C, and the guy's right. Okay, vitamin C is absolutely a cure-all for almost everything. But
is he right about IVing it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad takes it all the time. He's got cancer.
Intravenously.
And yes, they give him intravenous vitamin C. It's incredible. What
does he do it himself?
Him.
Does he, like, tie off his arm and then shoot up himself? Or does he go to, like, a professional to do that?
No, he goes to the doctor, and they do it at the doctor's office.
Yeah, I was going to say,
anyway,
it sounds pretty dangerous to do alone.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that. But the reason I called is that I am a certified enterprise architect. Now,
what the hell is that?
There you go. Okay, enterprise architect is for the big, big companies. I'm talking billion-dollar companies. And what it does is it's change management. Okay, so it's when you have, say you're going to roll out a different system and you have 50,000 people it's going to affect.
Yeah.
You have to roll it out in a way that is not too traumatic.
Doesn't just blow the company apart. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Right.
Hold that thought, Bill. I'm not sure where you're going with this, but we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back here in moments. Just hang through the news with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Easter Sunday church service crackdown. We'll tell you what Kentucky's going to do and how they're going to target people at church tomorrow. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.